Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast.
That was kind of puny.
Should I hit it again?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Oh.
Welcome.
That was clownish.
Shutdown Fullcast.
Now it's just like, what are you, just dancing over here?
It's just forced.
Like, yeah. Where's the gravitas?
I'm going to try one more.
This is CNN.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll start real low.
Simba.
Welcome.
There it is.
To the Shutdown Fullcast.
That one was lumpy. I found it lumpy.
Lumpy like a snake that swallowed a bunch of uggas.
There was too much force going through the pipe. There was some turbulence.
Can you do this it like the... Chris Berman?
No.
Was that as Berman-esque as we're going to get?
Yeah, no, like, I think he could only go, like, I don't think he's got the breath for it, so I think he could go, like, 4 seconds. Welcome!
Welcome!
We're going to get Michael Buffer via Cameo, or...
We can't afford Michael Buffer on Cameo.
His Cameos
what,
are
what about Chad
expensive.
Buffer? Is there a Chad Buffer we can get?
There's got to be Chad. Chad Buffer has like the worst smoker's ruined voice ever. Like, well, welcome. Yeah, you can Cameo. The Buffers are very expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I believe in the thousands of dollars range of expensive to get one of either UFC's prime announcer or boxing's prime announcer to come in and say the name of your friend, your project, whatever. This is the internet's only college football podcast. We ain't got the money for that. We got to do like, we can't even afford Drew Brees. If you wanted Drew Brees, which we don't, $550. You got to do $550 for Drew Brees.
You can get Ernie Hudson for $135. Winston from Ghostbusters.
I might consider that.
That's pretty good, right?
That's a pretty, yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. We can get Mick Foley for $99.
That's a strong deal.
Somebody's got a birthday coming up.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Might do that. You can get Bret the Hitman Hart for $150. Man, wrestling. Affordably priced. I'm impressed. Montel Jordan for $100? Oh, this is how we do it.
Hey. I don't think that would go well. I feel like that leads to Montel Jordan be like, hey, can you like spot me $200? And you're like, that's not really the direction I thought. He was like, well, I thought we were friends now, so.
You know, Bruce Buffer's only $299. It's not Michael Buffer, but it's Bruce Buffer.
But you could get like so much more bang for your buck with others, right?
Bang for your buffer.
I will tell you this, and this is because I
hesitate. You can get Lisa Loeb for $100, dude.
You can get Kurt Angle for $100.
So get Lisa Loeb and Kurt Angle. Get Kurt Angle to sing a Lisa Loeb song, and get Lisa Loeb to talk like Kurt Angle.
I would be worried that if I got a Kurt Angle cameo,
yeah,
he would vault bodily through the window the minute I hit send.
Not seeing
right?
a downside.
You know, hey, Jesus Christ, Kurt Angle. This is the most IRL cameo I've ever gotten in my life. We have one game left. And by the time this goes up, you ain't going to have that much time to really prepare for it. Like, also, what's the point in doing a real preview of Alabama, Ohio State when, frankly, well, we're just going to admit to this last week. On this here podcast, we said, well, this is the last podcast before the national title game.
None of y'all corrected us, by the way, so y'all don't care either.
Nope. Jason, did you at any point in the last 3 days forget that the national title game was Monday?
I mean, there have been pressing moments when it was not at the forefront of mind within the past few days. I'll definitely admit to that. I think I was always aware that there was more college football season, though.
No, I always knew.
No?
Because I am... No, just like... I'll be very happy when...
Eat shit, Ryan.
When we're, I'll just be very happy when we're done with this season. That's all. And so I knew it was Monday. Plus, like, no reason. Plus, like, we spent a lot of last week being like, it might get moved from Monday.
This was our last show.
It might not happen on Monday, which would have made... Honestly, if the championship had got moved and we had said that that was our last show before the championship game, that would have somehow been even better. So... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally forgot. Completely forgot. I was like, isn't that like a week or something? I don't know. Which I was almost accidentally right.
It's always in like the middle of January. When's that?
I'm like, yeah, it's now.
Yeah.
It's happening tomorrow.
You can get Bam Margera for $100.
I had the browser misaligned, and it said George Went from Cheers, $12. To which I was like, man, well, that's the deal. No, it's $125.
Okay. That's bad.
I had that wrong.
Did not know he was alive.
Alive and ripping it on Cameo, man. You can get Robert Davi for the exact price of $134. But Robert Davi will personally chat with you for just $3.
Staff that out, right? That you're not talking to the real person.
I can't imagine that Robert Davi's got the coin to be like, handle my DMs.
I don't know. This username says Robert Davi Vivo, so I'm pretty sure it's him.
They don't just hand those out. You can also get, if you really wanted to, you can get Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, for $300. Yeah.
Okay, I want that one.
Former president of Mexico on here just chatting it up for $300 on Cameo.
Yes, yes, yes.
Eric Roberts is 90.
What do you think you could pull? What do you think you could pull?
$15.
I want Eric Roberts and I want Vicente Fox.
Okay.
These are your assignments.
We'll take care of those. I think I could get
$15. I want Eric Roberts to talk in his justified voice when he goes, and have some ribs.
Okay.
Listen, if you've ever seen the clip I'm talking about, you know that it's much better than I'm indicating here.
It would be great if he got that request and then was like, I can't believe you remembered my best performance.
Clearly.
But thank you. You can get Jim Boeheim for $200.
I heard that about Jim Boeheim before.
Man, Gorka's only 99.
Do you think you can get him to do the Mr. Chapo thing?
This is the saddest one on here. Ken Bone, $25.
Dude, we should send one of those to Mike Pence. So, send a Ken Bone cameo to Mike Pence.
So Chris Hansen is on here, and can I just get him to say "have a seat" over and over again for two minutes?
He's gotten that. Come on, he's gotten that.
No, but has he gotten it for just 2 minutes straight of him going "have a seat"?
Probably. Literally nothing have but "have a seat."
Like vocal warm-ups version of "have a seat."
Yeah, where I just go like,
have
"Hey,
a,
man,
have a seat, have a seat,
have a seat,
have a seat,
Lake, have a seat,
have a seat."
Hey, are y'all watching the Steelers?
It's going great.
Was that ball fourth grade math? Because it just went way over Big Ben's head.
Hey! That is...
That's our national championship preview right there.
That is.
Go you Bucks. Listen,
man, you were on target, unlike Ben, who's thrown at least 3 interceptions last when I turned it off. Including one to the majestic Porter Gustin.
The reason I turned this game on in the first place is because I got a text from my father, an actual Steelers fan, who said, "You're not watching this, are you?"
What an invitation.
Of course, I had to go see what was bothering him. I did not expect to see 28-0.
Can I read y'all the like meanest tweet Adam Schefter has ever sent? Because Adam Schefter, to me, is like, his Twitter presence is designed to be like, don't reach in any emotional direction. Don't try to be funny. Don't try to be sarcastic. Like,
right.
You know, just sort of like stay.
Wait, is this the 60-inch HD TV
yes.
one?
Yes.
That bothered me so much.
This is the tweet. It's from this morning at 9:13. I guess it would have been 10:13. Eastern. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski feels great, but is out tonight against the Steelers. Here's where it gets spicy. Like so many Browns fans in Cleveland, Stefanski will be in the basement of his home tonight, watching the game on a 60-inch HD TV, alone, no family or friends around, with his phone off.
Hey, he gave him a 60-inch TV.
He did. But you know he's got, like, the super old projection screen TV that, like...
Oh, like the tricolor projection screen?
It weighs 800 pounds, and it, like, is as big as a couch.
Yeah, we scammed one of those off of my roommate's dad in college, and it just took up our entire living room. Like, it was a wall.
And it's, like, turning it on is loud.
Yeah.
It's like,
and possibly carcinogenic.
Yeah.
Loud and hot.
Yes. Here's... All right, turn on the X-Wing. Time to watch TV.
Where you can't hear the TV over the sound of the TV.
The exhaust.
Like turning on your Xbox right now. Mm-hmm.
The generator that it requires.
Hey, honey, put more gas in the TV.
Put more gas in the TV.
Every single piece of electronics from 1985 to 1995 sounded like the Soviet Concorde.
And of course, the one thing that could destroy all of those pieces of electronics, a magnet. We used to live in a world where one magnet could destroy any piece of technology.
Yeah, those cute little broccoli and cauliflower magnets on your mom's fridge.
Yep.
Death.
TV ruined.
TV ruined. It could wipe out an entire copy of The World's Strongest Man, Volume 3.
Also, if you left the start screen up for fucking Double Dragon or whatever, that would be burned in forever.
That's it. Now you have a painting of Double Dragon in your living room.
I had a friend who had a TV that was burned in with a video game image, and the exact one is really slipping my mind, but that was so goddamn cool that happened. We're like, dude, awesome. You've got like Streets of Rage on your TV all the time.
Forever.
That's so, you're about it, man. Other people just live it like one frame at a time. You've got it there forever. I really don't. Here's what I have to say about the national title game. Okay. And it's this, that how'd you know? That Alabama will win. And,
no, not gonna happen. Not true.
No, wow. No, you don't think?
No, it's much. No. It makes. It, listen, this is my only.
I know
prediction.
You have.
It'll make people more people will be upset if Ohio State wins. So the Buckeyes are gonna win. Fart.
I mean, there is the argument that they've all okey-doked us by playing fewer games and being fresher.
No, it has not. Listen, there's no analysis here. There's no, like, oh, here's why this is going to happen. It's just going to make more people
Starting
upset.
Starting now on this show, there's no analysis.
Yes.
I agree.
That's normally we...
New year, new us.
This show's really gone downhill in the last 2 minutes.
It's amazing.
Was it the fart songs? I'm sorry.
No, it went up with that. I saw the needle visibly.
That was the apathy.
There was a moment of hope, and then...
And I ruined it.
You ruined it by cutting off the fart songs. I
was trying to do the 2001 sunrise, but with farts.
I picked up on it. I felt Hal looking at me. Hal's an Ohio State fan, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
Hal seems real Michigan fanish to me.
Oh, let's definitely talk about this for 50 minutes. Go ahead.
Paranoid? Let's see.
Loves rules.
Yeah,
wants to be clear that you're the one who's mad, not him. Hal's not mad, you are.
Mm-hmm. What do they say when you're like, hey, you should beat Ohio State? I can't do that, Dave.
I'm sorry, Dave.
I can't do that.
Dave Brandon, that
is. Sorry, Dave Brandon.
That's, I'm sorry. We took pizza out to Jupiter. Also, do you remember where Hal was originally conceived and booted up? Hal's Big Ten, because Hal
is
came
he from
online.
The University of Chicago?
No, it's from the University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. That's where Hal says he was booted up.
Yeah, in the news a lot.
Champaign-Urbana. So, yeah, U of I. Big Ten is hell.
Kelly Loeffler's own.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, folks. We haven't been around since that happened, have we?
Hey!
I knew we forgot something.
A lot of things have happened since we last recorded.
Sorry. I'm going to slip into ad read, and I'm going to tell everybody how the state of Georgia lost 350 unsightly pounds of fat and gristle.
All at once.
Just by lopping off David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler.
One
totally
just
exonerated.
I figure she's about 110, and I'm actually being a little bit generous to him. But if you have corrections on their weights, please let me know.
I'm just so pleased.
Yeah, she's like a 6'6", 110.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's got range, but absolutely no follow through. Also, what's she going to do with that Georgia hat, you reckon? You think she just threw it out the window?
Yeah.
On her way back to New York, where she lives,
she was probably like,
Ryan doesn't even live in New York anymore, Kels.
She probably thought, what does this G stand for anyway?
Georgia.
Glamour.
No, like Georgia the state.
No.
Oh.
Can't be that.
Okay.
Yeah, David Perdue now gets to do exactly what he wanted to do, which is to go back home.
Per don't.
That's all he ever really wanted, was just to go back home. Where he can sit and look at his closet full of denim jackets.
Anyway, we haven't gotten to celebrate that yet due to reasons. So, you know, as we ended the show last week, bye, bitches. Goodbye forever with your incredible bitch asses. You will not be missed.
That's the other thing, by the way. When you get kicked out of the club, like, the entire nation turned into a message board this past week because
of the Mississippi State message boards.
Mm-hmm. Because the people who are like, you're suppressing my free speech. Everybody who ran a message board has had this experience of, I am deeply aggrieved that you will not let me be an asshole in your community. And when you ban them, do you know what happens? Nothing.
Good
nothing.
Afternoon
you lose
to that
nothing.
One Ohio State fan.
I'll name. I hope
What's up, buddy?
I hope you're listening, man, because I'll ban you.
Ban you again.
Ban you from podcast.
We will ban you from podcast. I will throw you out of whatever club I'm in. That is my favorite thing about this, because when you throw these people out, you lose nothing. It is nothing.
Oh, still, man, he's still on 24/7.
On Bama?
He's posting on Bama's 24/7 board.
Legend. Like
21 minutes ago.
So our biggest Ohio State troll on Bama's 247 board.
I'm going to read, like, what would you, Spencer, I'm covering it up. What would you like to guess his post count is on 24/7 sports?
2,000.
What if I tell you he's been a member since March of 2011?
20,000.
You're still low.
What?
22,126.
Cause I would do anything for love, but I won't log off. No, I won't log off.
I would do anything for love. But I won't log off. I almost miss you. Speaking of enormous bitches, I really don't. Oh, man.
Since 2011, that guy's got
22,120. I'll drop this in Discord right now so y'all can see that I am not kidding.
He's on Bama boards as of 20 minutes ago.
21 minutes ago.
That's incredible.
Oh,
the pandemic changed life for many people, but not everyone, as it turns out.
Well, we all turn to community in,
that's right,
in times,
that's right,
times like this. You know,
yeah.
Our friends, people who hate us, these are both communities.
I mostly like that people are acting like Twitter is fancier or like higher minded than, an Applebee's. They're like, oh, you're throwing me off Twitter? It's like, yeah, it's just like getting banned from every Applebee's. It's the exact same thing.
Applebee's is the new public square.
There's actually probably more of a case that getting banned from Applebee's is more serious punishment than getting banned from Twitter.
But where can I go to be a disingenuous racist asshole? The rest of America.
Yeah.
You have so many options.
The entire rest of the internet, as we pointed out when people were mad that we didn't talk about boobs so much on EDSBS anymore. Have you tried the entire rest of the internet?
You just go ahead. It's all out there. But what if I want to talk to people who hate me? It's not really an option.
It won't take long.
Maybe you could go.
Just let them get to know you.
Why don't you go talk to your kids? That's probably. Because I guarantee they hate your ass. So why don't you go out there and try that?
Speaking of kids, there is a hollering one in the hallway.
There is. Y'all, pardon me for a second. In a discussion about curtailing speech, I have to go address a problematic troll.
While he's gone, would the two of you rather learn about the peak of eternal light or the crater of eternal darkness?
Ooh.
Y'all pick.
I'm
That's
good.
That's the
I'm
choice, ain't it?
Now there's two of them in the hall.
These are real cosmological phenomena.
Okay, and we can only choose one.
Yeah, right? I'm only going to tell you about one.
Wow.
I want to learn about the peak because I feel like it's ironic.
Jason,
sure,
wait,
yeah.
Isn't this just the part of the moon where the sun never sets?
So this doesn't exist on the moon. It's the peak of eternal light is purely hypothetical at this point.
Because the moon doesn't exist, right?
The moon is regrettably real. I think that's what
source?
We actually learned from Apollo.
Ryan, 11. You're suppressing ideas again.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Citation needed, friend.
Yeah, the it looks like there are places on the Shackleton crater that are close to being the peak of eternal light, but none that are confirmed as such. There may be peaks of eternal light on Mercury, but there's never been detailed mapping of the surface of Mercury, so we can't confirm it or rule it out.
Now, what is a peak of eternal light then?
So a peak of eternal light is a point on an astronomical body that is always in sunlight. That basically it like sticks. Like imagine that there were
like
a
Robert Downey.
Imagine there were a mountain on the top of the North Pole so tall that no matter how the Earth spun or where it was in its rotation, the sun was always hitting it. It was never dark.
Like if Dikembe Mutombo was standing on the North Pole.
There we go.
Yes. Correct.
Spencer just came back muttering about a jailbreak.
That's good. And I will tell you at least because I'm a generous person, the crater of eternal darkness is the opposite of that. That's a place on a planet or another body in the solar system that is always in total darkness. And there are 324 of them known on the moon. 324 spots on the moon that never see sunlight, not
like
once.
Like Liam Neeson. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's sad.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just different.
Well, it can't. If
you're there all the time, it's not sad because you don't even know that there's a sun to miss.
I mean, sure. Sad. Surely someone like 3 feet to your left has told you, you know.
I think it's more like being the Virginia Tech fan who's not aware that the BCS or the playoff were ever created.
And who like has never heard of national titles?
Yes, there's never been a national title system, and therefore there's nothing to be sad about. Go sure. Hokies.
Why should I be sad? Oh dear.
Yeah. I'd also just like props to science for going super super emotional with both of those terms. Peak of eternal light, crater of eternal darkness.
Also, it's not eternal. I mean,
Why?
It's like a few billion years. So yeah,
then but then what happens? Are you saying it gets light after that?
Well, very briefly.
Oh, when the sun blows up, I guess
sure.
That's true.
Yeah. Sure, it's briefly light, and then
it'll be bright.
And then
combo breaker.
And then we have the peak of eternal darkness.
That's God's combo breaker.
As far as
yeah.
we know,
true. Yeah.
Because you know, some little space microbe, some little, you know, water bear is just up in that thing, and it's like, I wish I could see the sun again. And the sun's like, bet. Careful what
I
you
missed
ask
you
for.
Too, buddy.
Water bear's fine, though. Water bear's
yeah,
fine.
Water bear's like, trippy. as it flies to the next world, the one where Virginia Tech can win championships.
Hurtful.
I know. I don't know why the Hokies are catching strays here.
Uh-oh. Speaking of strays.
No, I think they're good. Okay.
Now the door just opened. I can hear it. They're coming.
They're coming. Raptors. Yeah. By the way, when I went in there, really? I asked them what they were doing, and younger child looked at me and said, "Sleeping so hard!"
This is, to be clear, the one that made eye contact with me in the hallway when he left his bedroom.
He's got to be... One of them has to be better at crimes.
Well, you're all children. You're all parents. Let's discuss this. Is it an immense gift to have children who are terrible liars? Because it seems like it would be.
Yeah.
I think it's probably better than the opposite.
Like, comically terrible liars. Like, yeah. You want to teach them to be better, but then you're like, oh, no. This will serve the parents well.
I need you to stay bad at lying.
Oh, before I forget, quick update from my house. We are up through Tokyo Drift.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So you understand the Justice for Han objection.
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so. Also,
welcome aboard.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's where we're at. I feel like we're ready to jump into the, like, reunion of family that's coming shortly. Very excited.
Just power through the fourth one, man. It fucking sucks. It's worse than Too Fast, Too Furious. This is a distinct minority opinion among fast heads, but I'm right.
I don't know. I think four is pretty, like, up until eight, I think four is pretty widely considered the worst one. Like, two is weird, but two is entertaining.
Yeah, I revisited two as an adult and liked it a lot better than I did as, like, a college student or whatever.
As we previously said, no movie with the phrase ejecto cito cause can be completely bad.
I think four is the, out of the first seven, four is the only actual bad one.
Four is just poorly made, as I was explaining to Ryan. Like, the climax of it takes place at night and involves a lot of tunnels, and you can't see anything that's happening. It's
like Solo.
Well, no, it's very, like, the camera work is very, like, muddy.
That's probably on purpose, because, like, Vin Diesel had, like, big back knee that week or something. Like, keep it dark. I can't let him see.
Yeah, probably. But then you get through to five, which is like seeing the face of God. So
five is the best.
So I'm told. Yeah. I'm glad that we're all aligned on this as we move to educate Ryan.
No, I'm thrilled.
This new world.
I'm really excited.
Then when we're through with that, we're going to get you to do some drugs, big guy.
Well, after that, she's like, I think I want to watch the John Wicks. And I was like, those are very different. Those are very different from the Fast.
She is on a number of journeys.
The John Wick journey is incredible, because you go, maybe this one will develop the concept of John Wick, and you get to it and go, no, it didn't do that at all. This
no, we don't have time for that.
So she asked me.
So much lore.
My wife asked me, she was like, they're funny, right? I was like, hey,
they're hilarious.
Do you think a guy getting stabbed through the top of his head with a knife is funny?
Do you think using a horse as a weapon?
Yeah,
that part is funny.
Do you think getting into a fight with Boban in a library is funny? I do.
This actually all started because very early in the pandemic, we watched Speed together. She had never seen Speed before. And
I'm really sorry that I didn't make her do that in college. That's
I'm kind of shocked that you hadn't. And that was sort of the thing that sort of led her down this path.
Maybe she was asleep, because given the amount of time we spent together in college and the amount of time that Speed was playing in our home, I'm kind of amazed that she skated on that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Now she's going to watch the most lore-heavy Assassin's movies ever made that also feature Keanu Reeves killing people in the most elaborate fashions.
I wouldn't even say, because she did ask me, she's like, is it torture-y? And I was like, no, it's not like that.
Mm-mm.
But like,
no, it's over fast.
But like, a pencil is used to kill a person.
It's just over fast so many times.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Right. The
I find the dog portion genuinely upsetting.
When it's time to watch the knife fight that starts three or the first part
in the
of
hall,
three, just FaceTime me. I just want to watch somebody.
Now just prop up the phone.
I just
want to
watch somebody else watch that, because the first time I saw the knife fight in the first part of three, I was levitating.
And then you got to watch me watch it for the first time.
It's thrilling.
Which was, I think I passed out just out of overwhelming stimuli.
Because you think there can only be so many knives in one movie scene. And you're wrong. There are more. How many knives do you think conceptually can fit onto a screen and into people in a 2-minute span? Whatever that number is, triple it. That's how many knives they have.
I also feel like three starts to reveal that the world of assassins is not, like, leading up to it, you're like, oh, assassin is a full-time job. You know, you have, you're highly skilled, you're highly trained. It's a very elite thing. And I think three reveals that, like, well, there's also an assassin gig economy. Like, there's hundreds of just people out there just waiting for a text message that are like, yeah, I'll kill a guy for $75 minus the $60 that, you know, they take off the top. Sure, I'll kill a guy for $15 as long as I get 5 stars in the app. That's the important thing.
I'll do it for a gold coin with, like, man, that'd be so cool if they had little faces on the app like Keanu is coming for you. 4.7.
The number of things also that delight me in that is that, like, who runs the Assassin's Guild's message center on outdated steampunky kind of, you know, machinery?
It's not really okay. Nope.
It's just old.
We're not stepping into that.
Well, just it's old. It's just an old school, like, switchboard.
You're right. And who runs it? You know, kind of like hot retro rockabilly girls.
Sure. Because the bowling alley closed down. They had to do something else.
Just somebody's like, what do you do all day? Ah, just sign out death warrants for the lowest possible
bidder. Here's the thing. If you told me that everybody in the John Wick universe who isn't John Wick is a, like, struggling actor in New York and this is what they're doing on the side, then it all makes sense. Then it all makes sense.
I think that is actually totally what happens. There's also this. There's nobody involved who's like a finance bro. I think that needs to be worked into the John Wick scenario, right? Like, somebody's like, yeah, try to be an assassin
part-time. Yeah,
somebody's like, try to be an assassin part-time, right? Like, I went to, like, assassin lessons. It's like a CrossFit gym, but for assassins. You know? It's only 900.
I think that's just Krav Maga.
Is it? That?
You're talking about Sean Hannity now.
If I seriously... This is somebody who's really way more evil than me do this. Just open up a John Wick gym in New York and see what kind of morons
walk in. Oh my God, you'd make a $1 million.
Wick strong.
How do you change the name to avoid getting sued? You call it like Don Wick or something?
Yeah.
No, you just call it the John Wick gym.
And you take out the H.
Yeah.
It's different.
John Witch. Okay. John Witch.
There are a lot of bail Which companies John? Just that are just Bond, James Bond.
Right.
That's what we do here. And no one seems to care.
Yep.
So it might work.
God, you make so much money with the
You
John
would make
Wick
so
gym.
Much money. Don't even attempt to have any credentials or anything.
Oh, you don't even need because if people show it, they'll be like, where's the equipment? And you just slide a knife to them. Be like, there
you'll
you
figure,
go.
You'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out, sport. Have fun.
See, I'm just thinking this, though. You give them the retractable knives. That's
the stage
it. You give
knives,
them,
yeah.
Yeah, you give them stage knives.
Yeah.
And you could just sit there and watch grown men who are super aggro morons just stab each other with stage knives all day. It'd be the best. You'd be like, what do you do? Stab! Stab harder! $900 a month! $900 a month!
Do I have to be wearing a suit? You have to be wearing a suit!
Yeah.
Don't show up now in basketball it. Shorts. That's
Don't
disrespectful.
Make me tap the sign.
Just dual wielding cap guns. Dual wielding laser tag guns.
All of this sounds really fun.
Yeah, no, it'd be great, but we'd be very serious about it.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're not presenting it as fun. We're presenting it as fitness.
Well, I mean, it's okay if people have fun, though.
Well, you're talking about our spinoff, John Wick for Kids.
Mm-hmm. John Wick Jr. Lil Wick for the wikis for the little.
No, this is Wickelodeon.
Also, when you have to buy things in the club, you can't buy them with money, can you? No.
Nope.
You need to exchange some of that civilian money for some of our custom tokens. We've basically made Chuck E. Cheese, but for murder.
Wiki Cheese.
How did you say that and not me?
I did. I did. For, like, fake murder. We've done it.
Oh, fake murder. Yep.
That's it. That's all I want is somebody to be like...
We are not trying to kill Henry Kissinger, and we are not training assassins out of our boutique fitness concern.
What we are describing is kind of the combination of gym and escape room, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, emotionally, that's the midpoint that we're hitting.
Ooh, wait, no, I want an emotional escape room.
Oh, and with... And with our and by
I guess
the,
that's just the title game.
By all right, way, welcome to Thanksgiving, everyone.
with our app, by the way, $17 a month.
Sure.
What you can do is you can take out a target on a friend, and the first one to get a simulated kill on him, you know, you level up. But it can go to anybody else who has the app in the area. I'm pitching a business empire live
based
on
off
air.
The mafia game.
Based off of the mafia game.
Yeah.
We're not ever actually going to set foot in New York, though, so we are looking for business partners.
Oh, that's the best part, is we'll do this in extremely unwalkable cities.
Mm. Oh, well, we can do it in Atlanta.
John Wick in Houston. I'm a little winded.
Hold on.
I don't do a whole lot of walking.
Traffic sucks. It's going to take me 2 hours to get there.
Well,
yeah,
shit,
it's somewhere like Atlanta or Houston or...
You know what they have both in Atlanta and Houston, though?
Mm.
Horses just randomly walking through the city.
Ooh.
So John Wick might feel right at home.
You do either of these towns, it's like the contract expires in 10 minutes. It's like, oh, yeah. Well. Okay, I guess the contract expires then.
Is it next door? I ain't doing it then.
Because, I mean, I can fucking see him from here, but that's 30 minutes away.
Yeah, I ain't getting there.
You can't get there from here?
This is a brilliant business plan. We totally have to, like, hand it off to somebody and let them do it and collect a commission. Which is really what most assassins would do, right? They would just subcontract.
Ideating.
Yeah. They would, like, John Wick wouldn't do all that stuff himself. He's too prestigious. He would go, like, okay, cool. Let me call my staff.
Is there a trampoline gym way we could incorporate into this?
Trampoline with... If I just said trampoline with theater knives?
Yep.
Whole business. Right there. So anyway, about the national title game.
Also a number of unplanned pregnancies.
I wouldn't say unplanned.
You know?
There are no accidents.
Maybe not mutually planned.
There are no accidents, I said, as I plunge a real knife into my own shoulder as a joke, forgetting that it wasn't a theater knife.
Wow. Sensei is amazing.
He's so committed.
Not flinching! Okay, flinching a little. So anyway, like I said about the national title game, y'all. How we feeling?
Emotional escape room.
I also realized that the cancellation process at the John Wick gym, it's easy. There's a form.
You have to kill the person behind the desk.
No, it's easier than that. There's a form, but it's buried under a slab of concrete. We hand you a sledgehammer. And we're like, go get it, champ. You really want to cancel? Go get it.
Also, by the way, don't get a cut in the gym. There's no shedding blood in the John Wick gym. There isn't. Can I have a Band-Aid? You're done. You shed blood inside the Assassin's Lodge.
Wait, so when you're saying you can't shed blood, you mean you personally cannot bleed?
That's true. Yeah, no, you can't. Okay.
Jonathan, you picked a scab. Get out.
You violated the rules of the guild. Oh, I can't wait for this. You know who we could probably get? We could probably
pay. Let's get this out of the rug. This is jute.
We could probably pay Ian McShane to just show up and drink. You know, be like, oh my God, you got the real guy. And they're like, yeah, that's Ian McShane. He's just drunk as hell.
Having a great time.
Yeah. He's just here to have some tea. You're not allowed to speak with Ian McShane. Not unless you're a level 5 guild member.
He's got a beanbag shotgun, so don't get close.
No, he really does. I don't know how he got it.
We didn't give that to him. He just showed up.
We can't take it away from him either. He's impossibly strong.
Sorry. You were talking about the national championship game.
Yeah, about the national championship game.
All right.
Yeah.
Spencer, do you feel obligated to talk about the national championship game, or do you really want to?
No.
It's because SEC team's in it.
That's right. I'm an SEC homer.
He wouldn't be doing this if it was Notre Dame, Ohio State.
SEC what? Did you say an SEC?
Honk.
Thank you.
There you go. I feel a little obligated. Like, you should talk about it for like 2 minutes.
Uh-huh. Who's you?
Probably me.
Yeah.
Okay, go. I'll start the clock.
Okay, 2 minutes.
Just like brushing your teeth.
I don't think Justin Fields could have those two games in a row that he's had. I think he played the best single game, and he probably should have opted out. That's really what Justin Fields should have done, is he should have had the best game of his life against Clemson, and he should have said bye.
That would have been delicious.
Just opted out. Like, yeah, oh, that's good. I'm declaring for the draft now because I don't actually need to play. Like, yeah, I'm going to play for my brothers. I will get my brothers back when I host a magnificent party with my signing money that I got being a first-round NFL draft pick, and something that I did not want to tamper with or possibly taint or get injured by having a bad national title game against Alabama. Probably should have just gone ahead and dropped it because he was never going to be more valuable than he was at that moment. As it stands, he's got to throw against a team that actually has decent corners and will have to throw his way into competition with Alabama, a team that has more wide receivers, more downfield threats, and a better running back. It doesn't seem like a shootout's going to go their way, and that's probably the kind of game they're going to play. There you go. That's my national title preview. You got to make Mac Jones have a super bad game, which means dropping 8, which is what Arkansas did, and I don't think Ohio State's going to do that. There you go. I think Bama by 10. There.
All right. You did that in a minute 20. So if anybody wants the remaining 40 seconds.
I yield my time.
Looking at Ohio State, if Justin Fields had opted out, it looks like the total number of pass attempts on the Buckeye roster by guys besides Justin Fields is 7. All of them last year. 6 by Gunnar Hoke, and 1 by punter Drew Crispin. That's it. So they'd be falling on either Gunnar Hoke or Drew Crispin to carry them past the tide if Fields had opted out. He still could. There's still time as of this recording.
And that's 2 minutes.
Value, baby. Value.
All right, now let's go back to what's important.
John Wick. What's a series, by the way, that you haven't seen? That you're like, I really should watch those movies. Anybody, don't rush to the mic.
Do you have one?
Movies that I have not seen that I really... Okay, I haven't seen any of the Hunger Games movies. None of them.
I really only need the first one.
Okay, I haven't even gone that far. So, no, I haven't seen any of the Hunger Games movies. From what I understand, you get to see Donald Sutherland acting real crazy.
Yeah, they're fine. I mean, they're nothing incredible. I don't think you're missing out on a whole lot. My daughter is very, very into them right now. She's taking up archery and everything.
Oh, how is archery going?
Fine. She has 2 bows, working on collecting a third. So she's definitely doing like...
She's Zelda-ing the shit out of this.
Yeah, she's very much going to like video game route. Like, this one has better stats. No longer best friends with old Bo. She's like a situational archer. Like, this one's for this yard, but that one's for the other. You know, that one's for the neighbor's yard.
Right.
Because, you know, it's more hilly.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, Spencer, your kids might like it, so.
Oh, no.
Give them some great ideas.
Yeah, I think they would like it. I don't think liking it would be the issue.
I also haven't seen any of the Purge movies, but I cannot imagine why you would have a series of Purge movies. Because when you get into installments 2 and 3, you start to build lore. The thing I love about the John Wick series, the lore becomes increasingly more insane and unnecessary to the actual plot, in my opinion.
I think the Wick lore is very much self-aware that you don't need to understand how or if any of this connects together. Like, this is literally so you can recover from the previous scene. Like, we need 5 minutes of cooldown, so we might as well make it crazy.
I think it's also an excuse to, like, put people in it who you're like, I don't think we can convince Angelica Houston to be an assassin at this point. But we want her in this movie, so here, she runs this, like, evil ballet. Cool.
Yeah, as opposed to, like, I don't really see the Purge serving any purpose past Purge 1. I don't need to learn a whole lot about that world.
The guy who has written all of the Purge movies, the first film that he wrote was the Robin Williams vehicle, Jack.
Well, sure.
So.
This, which is really just like Mad Max bin off Happy Feet.
Yes, that's right. That is correct.
It's a George Miller. George Miller being like, Babe. He directed Babe. Then he did Happy Feet. Then he did Fury Road. Natural progression.
Those all take place in the same universe.
They do take place in the same universe. Somewhere there's a penguin with an RPG being like, I'm waiting. Just waiting for them to come over the horizon.
I am trying to, I'm scrolling around trying to find like best movie series lists to find any that I'm like, oh yeah, that one I gotta.
I don't think most of them need to be series. I mean, most of them do not need that. Like, The Godfather did not need a part three. It did not. One and two.
I think that's
just fine.
Pretty universal.
Pretty common.
Opinion.
Yeah, pretty universal opinion that they did not need that.
I don't know, pretty sturdy limb there, buddy.
Yeah. The Indiana Jones movies probably could have just done one and three.
No, they need two.
There's still plenty more to go.
There's more planes for Harrison Ford to crash. We've already talked about that on this show, but whatever.
I'm not aware of a fourth movie. I've never seen that. So that's another one that you go, maybe you should add that to the pile.
A lively bunch.
We could throw in an ad read right here. What if we did that? Yeah. Acorns.com.
Yeah.
There we go.
The Acorns app, if you would like to fund your own Hollywood film or start your own Assassin's laser tag putt-putt course.
No, you can't do that. That's ours.
I said putt-putt course. That's a totally different idea.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm back, as I put it through the windmill.
Acorns.com would be an excellent place to start. In fact, Fullcast will give you a boost, $5 boost if you use our code Fullcast. And if you do that, we are also entitled to 1% of the winnings from your John Wick putt-putt course. There you go.
Them's the rules.
Thank you.
Found the in. How it works, if you're just now joining us, is it rounds up nickels and dimes from your purchases, and you can also throw in a weekly or monthly or whatever amount. And then it does some like stock market type stuff with it to make line go up. I'm looking at mine right now. Line is indeed continuing to go up. The market is somehow working despite the rest of the world. But yeah, Acorns. It works. I use it. So maybe you should think about using it too.
I have the family plan on Acorns and have just threw in, by the way, establishing healthy spending habits with one of my sons. He got a little bit chunk of change. So what did we do? Hey, part of that, you spend it on Roblox bucks, right? Enjoy yourself. Spend the money you get on things you like. What did he do with part of it? Since he had $48 total, he took 16 and spent it on fun stuff. He took another 16 and he put it into his investment fund. That's right. We used the family plan to invest another $16 for my elder son. Just socked it right there in Acorns.
That Richie Rich shit.
I know. Then he took another $16 and he donated it to the Atlanta Community Food Bank.
Wow. You know,
yeah. It was his idea, not mine. So training him well, doing a little investing, doing a little charitable giving, and also, yeah, buying some Roblox bucks.
When is Kelly Loeffler going to give a third of her net worth to a food bank?
Hmm? When is David Perdue going to show his face on Roblox?
He's already built out the polygons. He's ready for it. Actually, you could really render David Perdue very convincingly on Roblox or Minecraft. Just useless shambling polygon man.
Totally user generated.
The Saints Bears game that was on Nickelodeon for some sort of reason.
The one where they said fuck.
Yeah,
what?
Someone said fuck.
I think it was Cordero
standing next to an official. Official assesses a penalty in Chicago, and you hear the fuck word on Nickelodeon.
He goes.
For the first
what the
time
fuck?
since Ren and Stimpy was around. I'm pretty sure Ren got it on there a few years ago.
Stimpy Cordero Patterson said fuck.
Yep.
But they had there was one replay that they used. They tracked the players and they did the entire replay via Roblox. It was amazing.
I
think it was Alvin Kamara running in a touchdown.
I was informed that
entirely
it's not
in Roblox.
That is not Roblox. That is yet like another third Minecraft
because
derivative.
Said older son corrected us very sternly.
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, Roblox."
No.
I don't remember what he said. I just remember that the sentence started with "actually" and a
damn
thin red film slid over my vision.
Spencer just hit me with, I believe you mean the Chaos Emeralds.
I did. Only because I have to pass the ownage on to you.
Uh huh.
Damn.
I actually did while it was happening. I said, hey, Evie, come look. They're doing Roblox on TV. And she didn't know because she only plays Minecraft. So she didn't. Wow. I was testing her. I was testing her because I knew I wasn't Roblox. But she didn't
know.
So
that's Evie just being super OG about things, right? When you go, hey, Evie, what you want to come over here and you want to play like some 7-card stud? And she's like, I only play dominoes.
I have three bows.
I only play Go.
Okay.
Yeah, I only play Go. She's just sitting there being at one with the mind of the universe, playing a game that one may excel at but never truly master.
I'm not
I only play
you.
Pente.
I'm here to make a beautiful pattern.
Yeah.
Flips the board.
Oh, Pente's not that old. Huh. I thought Pente was ancient. That's just a knockoff of Go.
You thinking of Mancala?
There's also that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we used to play that.
I always
that's
like
good,
when people
that's good road trip play game. Yeah.
We played that on Microsoft Windows.
Ooh.
Remember that?
I like what
3.1?
I am playing that most ancient of game, Drug Wars, on my calculator.
The most like dangerous game. That's what that is.
I like what people really think, like, oh man, play this ancient game. That's so cool because it's so ancient. And I'm like, the oldest game in the world is fist fighting a wolf to keep it from eating your baby. That game sucks. Nobody wants to play that. Just because it's ancient doesn't make it cool.
I mean, if you take out the to eat your baby part, right?
I mean, really.
Like, because if it's just you versus wolf, then now it's just a sport.
That's Street Fighter.
Yeah, that is Street Fighter. I do like another old game, which is can
I guess
I
it's more
that?
Soul Calibur, but whatever.
If you showed anybody in like 1000 BC Soul Calibur, they'd be like, this is way better than any of this crap we're playing. It's amazing. You trying to tell me I can do trial by combat? Also, are these characters over 5.5 feet tall? That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they have all their teeth.
Yeah, we're just playing can I eat or drink that? Guess what happens if you lose? You die.
Not sometimes. Sometimes you get very severe diarrhea.
Sometimes you just have a real bad time.
I think we were watching Tokyo Drift. We had like DVR'd it on YouTube TV. And there was some, I don't remember the pharmaceutical, but there's some pharmaceutical commercial where one of the listed side effects is severe diarrhea. And I stopped, I hit pause, and I was like, think about how bad it has to be for them to put severe. Because if they could get away with just saying it may cause diarrhea, that's all they would do. But somebody in legal said, nah, man, you got to say severe diarrhea. You have to put severe in the commercial. Diarrhea alone will not suffice to tell people what this drug may do to their body.
Man, what my headphones cut out and I came back in right at the perfect time.
Is this medicine by chance meant to ward off extreme diarrhea?
I don't think it is. And I don't remember what the medicine is, but the confusing thing is that as they're giving this warning, because in all these commercials, they show like people just having the most fun day in the world thanks to this medicine. In this case, This woman and her friends have gone to the beach to get lobsters from a truck and eat them at the beach. And it's like, what the fuck are you going to do in this situation if you get severe diarrhea? They're not wearing bathing suits. So if she goes in the ocean to have severe diarrhea, she's doing it in her clothes or nude.
Nude, definitely.
Ooh, but then you're like kind of surrounded by a diarrhea swamp.
Correct.
It's the ocean. It'll go.
No. No, we are unpacking this sentiment.
The tides will take it away.
That's
it. Won't
okay.
stay there. It'll. There's an undertow and also the waves in and out.
So no, the continental shelf keeps all the diarrhea there.
The fish.
Oh, is that what it's for?
It.
Yeah. The fish yeah. will eat it.
Some fish, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I can't decide which of you I'm the most upset.
Let's go
with.
Back to the national title game.
Sorry about that.
I just wanted, there's a man. Okay, so I read Temple Grandin is an animal behaviorist.
I thought you were going to say is an Ohio State fan.
And she's an Ohio State fan, and she just loves to go out in the ocean with the clothes on.
Folks, you can reach Spencer at 404.
And in Temple Grandin's book about working in farms and slaughterhouses and figuring out ways to design like humane methods of killing animals, because it's this one thing that Temple Grandin is, she's like really talented at coming up with these systems where cows don't really know they're going into the slaughterhouse, and they're like, oh, it's cool, and then they get a
and Woody Hayes is like, this is boring.
Yeah. Woody Hayes is like, can we put people in this? That'd be really exciting. Put some liberals in here. Some of these hippies. They'd be the same. Temple Grandin at one point is discussing a guy who makes six figures being the guy who harvests pig sperm. He's the guy who goes and gets the pig to do his business and thus helps inseminate sows and keeps the big old pork factory moving, right? At a rate that is significantly higher than if you just let them do it organically. When she's talking about all this, okay, I was just thinking, I was like, man, that's a terrible job. If you just go, according to her, by the way, in the book, the pigs are actually happy to see the guy, which has got to be the worst thing in the world. That some pig is like,
they formed an attachment.
Yeah,
no, it's not. It's not the worst thing in the world. You know what the worst thing in the world is? Being the pig semen collector, and the pigs hate you. That's way worse.
Is it a hate love thing where they're like,
I would much rather the pigs be happy to see me, because you know what? This is gonna go easy. I do not need an angry pig that I have to jerk off. I'm never getting another job.
I can't
quit
you.
Never getting another job ever.
Never.
Not Ryan. Have you seen Who's Past the Tennessee Bar?
That's a good point.
This is probably a branch of law.
I just, especially
Glenn
in Tennessee.
Glenn Quesada
yeah.
is in the Tennessee. Glenn Quesada is an elected representative. You're fine.
I just want to see somebody. I want to see the guy who makes six figures being the dude who tests drugs on himself and is like, nope, that's definitely severe diarrhea. Not just like diarrhea, but like, no. This one, it's putting me through it, dude. This is officially severe.
I only had plain toast for breakfast, so I know.
There's one guy who tests all these drugs on himself, and he's like, scabies. This thing definitely causes scabies. What else? Extreme diarrhea.
Extreme? Not severe? Like falling out of a plane diarrhea.
Like, that's what I did this morning. I fell out of a plane called my butt, and I did it all day long.
Patrick Swayze had a president mask on and yelled at me.
And there's somebody at Pfizer who's like, yeah, this drug's pretty messed up. We need to call Greg. Really? Do you think we can get him? Yeah, he's up in the mountains. He's in like that
Greg Schiano.
He's in that cabin in the opening of Commando that's like up in the California Sierra, right? And they're like, we need you for one more job. It's for our drug Vitruvia. Just this one. And then I'm out. And then he gets all of the side effects at once. And they're like, thank you, Greg. And he makes like $9,000 million a year.
You saved America.
You saved it. Thank you, Greg. He's like, it'll give you blisters on the inside of your eyelids, too. He's the best.